Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you who rejoice in our Savior's birth. Our sermon text for this morning is written in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. And since we already heard the text in its entirety, only the 14th verse will be read. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. Dear Savior, light of our world, just as you entered into our dark world of sin to bring us salvation, we ask that you would enter into our hearts this Christmas day through your holy word. Assure us that our sins are forgiven and that you are with us during whatever difficulties we face in life. You alone bring us true comfort, peace, and joy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. In the Old Testament, God's chosen people camped in the wilderness for many years. They traveled around homeless, anticipating the day that they would finally arrive to the promised land. Now here's the interesting part, and believe it or not, it actually does relate to Christmas. God lived in a tent with them, a tent called the tabernacle. This tenting that God did among his people pointed forward. It pointed forward to when Christ would come and dwell, living among his people as a man. During Christmas, we remember that the Word, who is Jesus, dwelt upon earth for you. As an infant in the manger, he came and dwelt among us. As an infant in the manger, he comes to dwell in you. During Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth. He lived or dwelt among us. His birth wasn't one of a great king or ruler of the world, as one might expect. Instead, he came humbly, born in a stable. The Virgin Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Despite his humble appearance in the manger, the infant Jesus is God's gift to the entire world. His coming is a great mystery. John writes, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Jesus, who is true God. The only begotten Son of the Father entered into our world to bring us salvation. The word for dwell can mean tent. He tented among us by assuming a perfect human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He is both true God and true man. Human reason cannot comprehend this. It's beyond us. Christ came humbly, born in a stable, to tent among us. He came as a light in our great darkness. Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, bringing sin into the world. This darkness of sin separates us from Christ. For the wages of sin is death. We are dependent upon God for life. A rejection of Him is a rejection of life. We can look around and see the effects of sin daily. This pandemic has brought great fear and uncertainty. There can be great conflict and strife within our families. Our work environment can be strenuous and difficult. There's unrest and strife among the nations. There have been wars and violence and continue to be. This isn't the way life is supposed to be. We know this deep down inside. The infant in the manger gives us hope. He came and dwelt among us to bring us light. The infant Jesus came to save the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. The world should have recognized him as the King and Creator of the universe. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. But the world rejected him. King Herod even tried to kill him. Not only the world, but also God's chosen people, the Israelites, rejected him. The Israelites' rejection of their Savior was prophesied in Isaiah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children I have reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Our sinful nature doesn't recognize Jesus either. It's hard for us to acknowledge our Savior to others. We are attracted to the darkness of the world with all of its sins and pleasures. We reject Christ out of selfishness and for the world, even though all it provides is meaningless and it doesn't provide true happiness. Apart from Christ, we face eternal judgment. But despite all of our sins and the darkness that we live in, Jesus has divine compassion towards us. He dwelt among us out of grace. He was born into this world just as we are. Living in the world, he faced difficulties and problems just as we do. He was even tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. The infant Jesus came to dwell on earth in our place. He received the judgment that we deserve upon the cross. The infant Jesus came into the world and died for us because of his great love for you. You now have eternal life. He brings us peace and joy. The angels proclaimed this great message to the shepherds. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. He died for you. Your sins are forgiven. This is his gift to us. We now have eternal life, both now and also in heaven. We receive eternal life because Christ is the Word who dwells in us and makes us his own dear children. We don't have any choice in this process, just like a baby doesn't have any choice whether it is born or not. This is why we were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When Jesus comes to us, we are born out of the darkness of sin and into the light of Christ. He comes to us in the Word and dwells within us, giving us peace and joy. Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him." This isn't a decision of our own. It is entirely by the grace of God. It is only by the Holy Spirit creating faith in our hearts through the Word, who is Jesus, that we believe in his name. We believe that the infant in the manger is true God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is his gift to us this Christmas. By faith, we receive his forgiveness, and he dwells within us. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Any earthly gift or treasure will perish and fade away. But Jesus' gift to us is eternal. Consider his great gift of baptism. In baptism, we are united with Christ, and all of our sins are washed away. Consider his great gift of the Lord's Supper, in which we receive Jesus' true body and blood. He comes to us and dwells within us through the humble means of bread and wine. Here, we receive strength to grow in our faith as well as comfort throughout all of our lives. Through the Word and sacraments, Christ comes to us and dwells within us, making us his own dear children. As children of God, we live upon this earth until Christ comes to take us with him, to be with him in heaven. Since Christ dwells within us, he is with us during whatever difficulties we face. Regardless of our difficulties, we have hope. We know that the infant in the manger is our Lord Jesus Christ. He became like us, even suffering death, so that we can have eternal life in heaven. If he really loves us that much, then surely he is with us during every other difficulties we face. Throughout our lives, we face death, persecution, and a nation that becomes more hostile to Christianity. Pains, illnesses, relationship problems, and more. What is the problem in your life right now? Whatever it may be, you are not alone. Christ is with you every step of the way. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Our Savior sympathizes with you and gives you strength, comfort, peace, and joy through the word and sacraments. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God tented among the Israelites, and he also tents among us. The infant Jesus came to dwell among us to give us the greatest gift, his death, so that we have life. The infant Jesus comes and dwells in us through the word and sacraments. He dwells with us during our earthly journey until we are in heaven with him. He brings us comfort and peace. He is with us throughout all of our troubles. He is our true Christmas gift. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.